Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Top Talk with You Betcha Jamie Bloom.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah. You have done some sports betting.
Yeah, I have an account with DraftKings.
Okay. I have not downloaded any of those yet or tried any of those. I'm kind of afraid to do it because it might be so much fun that then I can't stop.
Do you know, though, I know a person that bets a lot. As in, they bet, 10 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
50 cents a bet.
Okay.
50 cents. Isn't that amazing, though, that that software will let them bet?
Mm-hmm.
50 cents, and, you know, they take a penny if they win or something like that. I just think that's an amazing software that will allow that. And it's her hobby. She just thinks it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she's admittedly not very good at it.
Yeah.
But when you're only losing 50 cents a shot.
What do you win if you're only betting 50 cents?
You probably win about 45 cents.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to give some to the house to take care of the expenses
and whatnot.
So,
yeah.
And I usually bet $5.
Okay.
Not usually. I always
bet $5. $5.
And I'll usually win $4.85, something like that. It varies a little bit, and I'm not sure why it varies a little bit, but it'll vary.
$485?
$4.85.
Thinking, wow, that's pretty good.
No, bet $5. No, I bet. I'm glad you pointed that out, though.
Yeah.
No, you win $4. I do it for fun too.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me give you my win loss record. First of all, I haven't bet since football season was over, and basketball is just so wild. It's just
that's what we're going to talk about here.
You can't. I just don't think there's a rhyme or reason to it. So after the first year, first of all, I put $200 in my account. And
to give yourself a limit, basically.
That's when you can't bet it if it's not in your account.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, no, I just put it in.
When it's gone, it's gone. Yeah.
No, I wasn't planning on being gone. It was just, you had to start with something.
Telling yourself
after the first season, I had $208.34.
So
I was up.
So you broke even.
I was up $8.34.
Okay.
So then I started the second season with $208.34.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended the second season with $213.12.
Continuing to climb.
It's not a steep climb, but it's a climb just the same. But yeah, in football season, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes I'll bet three or four games. And I don't bet a lot of the, I'll say, wonky stuff like. Will the kicker kick three field goals?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, how many touchbacks will there be? And those things. And you can bet all those things.
Mm-hmm. But you don't do a lot of that.
I don't do that. Yeah. But.
Well, there's an article here that women's sports betting reached new heights. Not surprising, I don't think, to anybody. Hmm. As three major sports books reported record-breaking activity during the NCAA tournament. Especially the national championship game between South Carolina and Iowa. DraftKings, FanDuel, and BetMGM all confirmed that the matchup was the most bet on women's sporting event in their histories.
Huh.
FanDuel in particular saw a remarkable 155% increase in the amount of money wagered.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a thing there. Okay, if there was only one guy betting before and now there's two, that's a 100% increase.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And a 205% surge in bet count compared to the 2023 national title game.
Yeah.
So just in the past year. BetMGM also witnessed betting records being shattered throughout the Elite Eight, Final Four, and championship games. We were talking about just how many different upsets there were through the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it was just so overwhelming, and it's coming, and then the women and the men, and it's coming at you so fast. And it's like, well, and if you think you're so all. When you're doing a bracket, you don't even have to pick the spread. All you have to do is pick the winner.
Yeah.
And obviously, how hard is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't even pick the winner, let alone the spread. So it's like, it was too much work for me. So
the one thing I did do several years ago, just for the fun of it, I kind of like to watch horse racing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was there's a company called MyRacehorse.com.
Okay.
And you can basically buy a share of a racehorse. So I am an owner.
Okay.
But I have about a 0.0001%.
It's a syndicate.
Yeah. Right. So, and it costs like $35.
You get a little certificate.
Buy this share. Get a little certificate. Actually, I think they have them available online if you want to download it and frame it.
Okay.
But I didn't do that. Anyway, but it's been kind of fun. And I did, I actually ended up buying in several different
Ones. I was going to say, surely your horse isn't still alive, your first horse.
I've lost several. I still have a couple, I think like two. And one of them is Forbidden Kingdom. And that is a pretty good horse.
Okay.
And was on track to run in the Kentucky Derby and then had some sort of an injury. And that's only 3-year-olds.
That's horse
and so
racing. Yeah.
Then didn't get to do the Kentucky Derby. And I had watched the Kentucky Derby the year before, and my racehorse had a horse that won. And that was kind of what, and it was just really fun to see that. And I thought that would be really fun to try.
So it's basically kind of like
betting on a horse.
I mean, I'm sorry, the horse that ran or won the Kentucky Derby was owned by MyRacehorse.com.
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that's the horse that I think they ended up disqualifying later for some reason, maybe.
Okay.
What do they inject them with? Steroids or something like that.
Disqualified anyway.
Disqualified the horse. But anyway, but that was where I saw it and found out about it. But so anytime, and you know, I get emails constantly.
That's what I was going to say. So
constantly.
Once you buy the share in this horse, then do you get weekly updates?
I get daily updates.
On that horse?
Here's Forbidden Kingdom's workout video from today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All the time. And then if Forbidden Kingdom is entered into a race, then I'm told, you know, which race it's going to be. And they'll have, updates on the day of the race. How's the horse feeling? How is the jockey feeling about how the horse is going to do? I'm trying to even think what all they tell you.
And then you get the race email to you?
No, you don't get the race email to you. But, well, sometimes there will be a video
after the fact.
But then they'll have a recap of the race, and they'll let you know how the horse did. And then if the horse happens to, I think it's just win, place, or show. I don't think you get anything past that. You get a little bit of money back in your account.
Okay.
A little bit of money.
Well, invested $35.
Exactly. So, you know, so.
I had no idea that even existed. Sounds like fun.
That's
what my betting is at $5 per.
Uh-huh.
It's entertainment.
Exactly.
And this friend that bets 50 cents, it's her entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're horse racing, it's entertainment. I mean, some people go to a movie, some people buy a boat, whatever.
My husband plays Keno.
There you go.
Everybody knows that.
There you go. And
yeah,
so,
and that is his entertainment. He just enjoys it. So.
Exactly.
And I guess he hasn't lost our life savings yet. I mean.
Well, he did say we should talk tonight. Huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, but no, it's been kind of a fun little experiment. When I first did it, I didn't tell anybody because I was borderline embarrassed that it's like people would think, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you fell for that," you know. But it's just fun when there's horse racing on, and I know that one of my horses is going to race. Then I can watch.
A friend of mine has been part of a syndicate for several years, and there's like 10 of them that own a racehorse.
Oh, yeah.
And we happened to be in New Orleans at a meeting, and he was there, and his horse was running in New Orleans that week.
How fun.
And so, like, on a Thursday afternoon, Dwayne and I went down and watched his horse run. And he goes, the horse isn't going to win. It's too long a race for him. And it was like, and he knew this. And it was like, why do these people put a horse in a race that they know he isn't going to win? And I still haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
And so he said, "Don't bet on my horse." And I said, "Well, I'm going to bet on his horse because I'm sitting here." So I bet on the horse. And he comes around the track, and we got to go down in the area where the jockeys are.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was just super cool. Comes around the track, and on the third turn, the horse is leading by, like, 2 lengths. And I'm yelling,
like,
and it's
yeah,
like, because
yeah,
I had
so
him
glad
to
I
win.
Bet on your horse, yeah.
And he says, yeah, he's going to die in the home stretch. And coming around the fourth turn, he was still leading by a whole length.
Uh-huh.
Come in to the home stretch, he comes in dead last. And I'm thinking, well, if everybody knew this horse needs a shorter race, why'd they run him in this long one?